Okay. So just a recap of the three shittos we had here in the Gemara. The Mishnah brought down that if you have a Sofik Chatos, and it gave several examples of a Sofik Chatos, we had the Mishnah said, Sofik Ochal, Sofik Lo Yochal. The Mishnah said, Sofik Hoya Bo Kashir, Sofik Lo Hoya Bo Kashir. And then the Mishnah brought down Shumun V'chelev Lefonov, or Shabbos V'yayim Chol Lefonov. So obviously, there's a big difference between Sofik Ochal, Sofik Lo Yochal. That doesn't indicate that there was any chelev in front of you at all. And the Sefer indicates that there was chelev in front of you. So the Gemara has a debate whether these two cases in the Mishnah are mikla tol yichoda b'chaverto. Right? Whether you're only chai of a korban hashem toli if you had hukva iso. That's the debate in the Gemara. And the Gemara brings down itma ravasi omachaticha achashoninu sovik chelev sovik shumon. He's medayik basically from the resha that we're talking about a regular sovik chelev. And Chiya Barav Omar, we're talking about a chaticha mishtei chaticha shanin. We're dafka talking about one of two pieces. Okay, so that's a machlekes how to learn the Mishnah. In the case of Sofik Hoya by Kashir, Sofik Loya by Kashir, the Gemara doesn't discuss of why that would be called Ikva Yisur or not Ikva Yisur. Notice L'chaira, Sofik Hoya by Kashir, you can look at it both ways. On the one hand, you could look at it, since you don't know if there was a shear, so there's no hukva iser of a chatas, right? In other words, the whole idea of a chaticha mishtei chatichas is that you have one piece in front of you that you vadei chayev a chatas for if you were to consume it. Over here, if you have one piece and it's a suffix whether it has a shear or not, the svara would be that over here it's not called Ikva Yisra. Because when we're looking at the Chiyuv Chatas, you don't have that. You don't have a Vadei Chiyuv Chatas in front of you. You have a Sofik Chiyuv Chatas in front of you. So then surely you have the argument that we discussed last week, that L'chaira, that's no better than any Sofik. That's not a Hukva Yisra, that's L'chaira no better than any Sofik in logic. Especially if you're like a Shlokish. Chatzi Shia is mutar min ha-ter. Then your mamish have a suffix whether there's an isser in front of you. Right? In other words, according to Reish Lakish, tam l'chari, there is no way to understand that. If you have a suffix yesh b'y kashir, suffix ein b'y kashir, see, what you really have is a chatich in front of you, suffix chelev, suffix shuman. Right? L'chari, that's what you have. You have a suffix chelev, suffix shuman, because, according to Rav Yechanan, Pochus mikashir, according to Reish Lakish, is mutter min ha-ter. Now, even according to Rav Yechanan, Tosfos in several places in Shas and Shvuos and Yume says that even according to Rav Yechanan, Chatzi Shir is not really considered. Tosfos calls it a Isura ba'alma. It's not just that there's no oinish. It's a different kind, it's a different level Isur b'chlal. Tosfos calls it Isura Ba'alma, because we know that even though a Shvu is not Chal on an Iso, Al Smush Bavayim in Mehal Sinai, so Tosfos explains that if you say Koshu, the Gemara then Shvu says that it's Chal, and Tosfos says that Loi Mi Boy, according to Reish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir is Mutu Min Atera, so of course it's Chal. But even if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, the Chatzi Shir is Osir Min Atera, it's not the same level, is it? It's like it's Yisurah Ba'alma. So that being the case, the L'chaira, our Gemara, is not dealing with that, is that problem. That the Mandoma who holds that it has to be Hukva Yisur, it has to be there's an Yisur in front of you. If the piece in front of you is a Suffolk, whether it has a shear or not, that should be equivalent to a Suffolk Yisur. So that's a problem on its own. But anyway, so this is the machlekes in the Gemara, and the Gemara now goes through three different explanations as to why you would need chaticha or mishtei chatichas. Either we said last week, the first reason the Gemara is it's a pasuk, yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesayras. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. The second pshat in the Gemara was efshe levare risurei. Efshe levare risurei, well, there are different ways to learn, but Rashi seems to learn. Efshe levare risurei means it's possible for you to have a chiyuv chatas. If you'll find out, you'll eventually evaluate the second piece, and you'll be able to verify whether what you ate was chelav or shuman. And that's how Rashi teaches. If you look at Rashi, efshe levare risurei, toshem toli eni boi lohogim min hayisurim, ad sheivod aloi v'yovi chatas, hilkach shtei chatichas, v'nishero achas efshe sheyovi lachas man, boki, shiyakir imzuan oser ha-shumon, and then, v'adayu chelav ocha, v'yovi chatos. Avo chaticha achas v'acholo, I efshal avarero. It's almost as you read Rashi, as you're reading it, the pella gets bigger and bigger. Rashi says, Rashi's logic even, feeds itself to the opposite conclusion. Even if you go with Rashi. Rashi says that the whole reason why you bring an Oshem Toli is Lahogin Olav Minay Yisurim. And Rashi explains because it's a Shail of a Chatos. Achi Yivod Alevi Yovi Chatos. Meaning, you don't want a person walking around with a Suffolk, Suffolk Chatos on his shoulder. Suffolk Chorus. He needs protection. Right? Even if he'll know in a month, but what's going to be in the next 4 weeks? He needs protection, right? Yeah, and a guy who will never find out, he doesn't need protection. It's mamish klafilaya. This far is the opposite. Rashi's trying to explain, you know why there's no chiyuv chatas according to this opinion, who holds efshe levare yisurei? Because the whole Hashem Toli is coming to be megin ala yisurim till you bring a chatas. Right? One day you'll bring a chatas. But we don't want you to be walking around with a chi of a suffic chorus on your shoulders. We don't want you doing that. So the other guy, this other guy who had just wachaticha achas, and he will never know, and he will walk around for the rest of his life with a suffic chi of chatas, him we just tell him zayge benched. Klafi laya. It's the opposite. It's a kol shekin. Very, very, very shvah. But anyway, that was the second opinion in the Gemara. So one is it's a gzeres hakosuv. On that we don't have much questions. It's a pasuk. It's a gzeres hakosuv. The second mahalach in our sugya is that it's also efshe levare risurei. And then we had the third opinion that we spoke about last week. We spent the most time on that, trying to understand it. We were unsuccessful. Where Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Abba Ravu, Omer Rav, on Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Chatich Achas Shel Chel V'Shel Shuman V'Ochel Achas Men, it is Min Ochel Chayev. Sofik Chel V'Sofik Shuman, Potter. Om Rav Nachman, my time with the Rav, Kesov Eshtei Chatiches Ikva Yisuro, Chatich Achas, Loi Kova Yisuro. Rashi gives us no clarity on this opinion. Rashi just says, Ikva Yisuro, Meikoro, V'Chayev. Rashi says the Isser has been clear as hukva from the beginning, and therefore you're chayv. That's all. That's Rashi says. So this, we said, is very difficult, this opinion, especially since it's a logical reason, it's not a pasuk. It's coming with a svara. What's the svara of ikva yisura? Statistically speaking, as we were marech last week, it's a 50-50. It's a 50-50. It doesn't make a difference how the suffix came about. The conclusion is that I had a piece of meat that was a suffix chelev, suffix shuman. Whether it came about, whether the 50-50 statistic came about because in Svara there was a 50-50 suffix, whether it came about because the meat in this town is a suffix, what it is. If it's not a suffix, then there's no Asham Tali. There's only an Asham Tali if it's a 50-50 Safik. And therefore, who cares how you came to that conclusion that it's a 50-50? Whether you look at the piece and you go, it's a Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman. Or you look at two pieces and you're getting dizzy. You don't know which one is which. So you might have a Safik 50-50. Or because there's 50% of the stores in town sell Chelev and 50% sell. What's the difference? The bottom line is, in Halacha, it has to be that there's a dead heat Safik. And that's why you chayv in Hashem Tolu. And if it wouldn't be a dead heat Safik, L'chayra, you wouldn't be chayv in Hashem Tolu. Which I'm going to get to in a second. But L'chayra, you wouldn't be chayv in Hashem Tolu. So if that's the case, we don't have clarity as to why this would be, it becomes more complicated as we were trying to understand the Rambam, because the Rambam Shita is very, very much totally L'chayra in this last day in the Gemara. The Rambam Paskins, Yitaka, need to have Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichas. And the way the Achronim explained the Rambam is that the Rambam had to say that because the Rambam holds Sofik the Raisa is Lahokal, with the Raisa. The Rambam argues with many of the Rishon, and he holds Sofik the Raisa is Lahokal, with the Raisa. And since Sofik the Raisa is Lahokal, with the Raisa, so therefore the Rambam, you can't tell a person to bring an Hashem Toli. He has a Sofik Chet. It's mutter for him to do it. It would even be shver, actually, according to the Rambam. Why you chayev a chatos at the end of the day? That's also shver. In other words, you find out later. When you find out later that you taka wa eight chalev, what's the halacha? Now you bring the chatos, right? Why? You did what you did was allowed. Midaraisa. Why am I bringing a chatos? So midaraisa l'kula means that I'm allowed to do it and risk it. No, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you were a shaygig. You didn't know that it was a Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman. You thought you were eating Shuman. Okay? But the fact is that even at that point, when it, Taka was a Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, you would have been allowed to eat it. That's what? That's permitted?
No.
There was no chet. What's the chet according to the Rambam? You have two pieces of meat, chelev and shuman. Right? Assuming that there's a din of Safik Derais al-Hokka, which is the way the Rambam passes in Midarais. Midarais, you can eat a piece, you can take a piece of meat and eat it. So what's the sechta? I was allowed to do what I did. Later I find out that this was chelev tak. So in other words, we're really dealing with two issues. The Rashba is asking, why according to the Rambam do you bring an Asham Toli? What's the Rashba's kasha? Right now you're allowed to eat that piece of meat. Why in the world are you bringing an Asham Toli? I'm asking you a different question. Not only is Asham Toli shver, tomorrow we found out that Yitaka ate chelev. The mumcha came in, he evaluated the second piece, that's the shuman. What you ate was the chelev. Right, so now you have to bring a chatas. Why?
You told that case where there was an independent stuff, but independent of what was in his mind at the time he ate it. If the only stuff that was in his mind, then I hear what Rav Daniel is saying. If at the time
let's get something straight. The Asham Toli is brought by when you ate the piece of meat. This is Muskim and all the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos, they have different ways to learn. Asham Toli is brought in one case. When you made a mistake and you had a Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, you thought it was Vadai Shuman, and then you found out that it was Safik Shuman. And you bring a korban because you were shogag to eat Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman. So I think there's a little confusion here. In other words, the Asham Toli is brought in one situation. You ate something. You thought what you were eating was galat kosher. You find out that it wasn't galat kosher, but what was it? Safik chelev, safik shuman. If you found that it was chelev, you don't bring an Asham Toli. You bring a chatas. So the Asham Toli, the window, of the Ashram Toli is a guy who ate something thinking it was galat kosher, and he made a mistake, it was really sofek kosher. But according to the Rambam, there was no mistake, because sofek chelev, he was also allowed to eat. So when he finds out later that he made a sofek, he doesn't find out that he did anything wrong. What he did was right. And he had no obligation to find out whether this is a case of Vadai Chelev or Safek Chelev. So even if he would have at the time known that this is one piece of Chelev and one piece of Shuman, or this is a piece that comes from somewhere that may be Chelev and may be Shuman, he's allowed to eat it. So how could it be a Chatas? No, but there was no chet according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds, Safik deraisa is lohokel midaraisa. Lochoira not, because if that's the case, that is the explanation in the other Rishonim. The Rishonim hold Safik deraisa lechumra is because they hold that you're not allowed to do something which you may find out later was a chet. But according to the Rambam, midaraisa, you're allowed to chance it. The whole din, according to the Rambam, the whole din safek deraisa lechumra is midarabbanan, which means that midaraisa, you're allowed to do it. You can't send a person mixed messages. The Torah says, okay, gizuntahet, eat it. Chet. The Eibishter told me I could eat it. That's like bringing a korban after you were mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life. The reason. It is Chil Shabbos, you machal Shabbos to save somebody's life, but I'm allowed to. Whether you hold it Tchuyah or Hutra or whatever it is, you're allowed to. So I don't bring a korban for doing something that I was allowed to do. I bring a korban for doing something I wasn't allowed to do. So here, if the Torah has given me a green light, there can't be a chiv korban later. That's inconsistent.
Would you agree there's a chilek between Safek Deraisa and Hakol when there is not a possibility of being a buyer? Because the Rambam would not agree.
Oh, so that's what I want to get into. That's a very good point you're raising. We have to know what's the logic behind this Rambam and Safek Deraisa is Lohokel. But that's the question. All I'm saying is that the Rashba's kasha on the Rambam could be upgraded. Not just Hashem Toli, but it could be upgraded. The Rashba could also ask his question on the Rambam, not only why you chayiv an Hashem Toli, but why you chayiv a Chatas if you find out later that the suffix that you had, that you found out you had, you were, at that point you were allowed to eat it. Okay, whatever. I'm just being Moira. Now, so now the Gemara just says, what's the difference between these reasons? Ma ikva ben ikvi yisura li'ef shalavari yisurai. The Gemara says there's a difference, even though they sound similar. Ikva yisura, which means it has to be one of two pieces, so we know there was definitely an issur here. And E.F. Shalavari Suri sound very similar. Sounds like it's the same case, pretty much. It's a different logic, maybe, but it's coming to the same conclusion. Well, it says there's a difference. The difference will be if somebody ate. Goy ate the first one. And then bo Yisrael v'achal ha'sashniya. So by the time I ate the piece of meat, it could never be clarified whether it was Chelev or Shuman. Because that piece is gone. The Goy ate it. Okay, so now it's finished. L'Ravo, like a mitzvah, b'id n'docho Yisrael. L'Rav Zera, Yev Shalavar Yisure. But L'Rav Nachman, Ikva Yisure. L'Mai said it was a Vada Yisur here, originally. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now, one other important nakuda here in the sugya, if you just go to the bottom of the Amud, three lines before the bottom, Ochal Shteyem B'mezit. You had two pieces of meat. Okay, he's Potter Miklum. Okay, it's Potter from everything. That's the muskim. Everybody holds like that. Meaning, if you ate the piece of meat, b'mezid, the first piece of meat you ate, you were amazed. And you were amazed by doing a suffolk iser. The second piece of meat that you eat, you're amazed that you're doing a vaday iser, one of the two. You potter completely. So this is muskim. All the Rishonim agree that if somebody b'mezid ate a suffolk iser, he's potter from a karban hashem tov. If somebody knowingly ate a piece of meat, suffolk chalev, suffolk shuman, it's muskim in the Rishonim, potter from a hashem tov. However, there's a machlokes Rishonim, why? Rashi says clearly that the right at the beginning of the Mishnah, if you go back to Yudzayin Amud Aleph on the bottom, the last Rashi on the page, Rashi says, "Va'afilu ochal sofik yesh brikas yer sofik." So Rashi says, "Kegoyin shesover shumenu." Right? That's Rashi says right away. You ate it when you thought it was shuman. And Rashi again says, if you go to the top of your Zion Amud Beis, the first Rashi, again he repeats that. Ochal echod mehem, kosovar shuman hu, right? He thought it was shuman when he ate it, he thought it was mutter. Va'achakach noida, she'echod o'yechelet. V'zelo yoda. Maybe Hashem told him. Avol, says Rashi, in bish'as achilo, hoiso lo'yisofek. The guy at the time when he ate it, had a suffolk at that moment, right? And v'hizid v'acholam misuffolk mezidu potur. Interesting Rashi. Rashi calls you over here a mezid. If you went ahead and you had two pieces of meat here, suffolk chelav, suffolk shuman, and you ate knowing that it was a suffolk, the reason why Rashi says you don't bring an osham toli is because you're a mezid. It's a very fascinating Rashi. The reason why it's fascinating, it sounds like it works, but it's a very, it's not just fascinating, it's slightly problematic. We just had in Masechet Shabbos, and we spoke about this several times already in the earlier Prokim, if somebody is chizid, belav, v'shogag b'kores, which means the guy knows he's doing it over here. He just doesn't know, it's kores. So a guy goes, he bites into a piece of chelev, knowing it's chalev, and knowing that you're not allowed to eat chalev. But he doesn't know it's karas. He thinks it's only a lav. The halacha is, according to the Rabbi Yechanan, shogag b'lav, he's a b'lav, and shogag b'karas, chayev achatas. Why are you chayev achatas? Because although you're amazed, there's still a shkoga. Although there's amazed, but you're not on a full level of awareness of the Chomer HaIsa. Okay? So the Chomer, if the guy went ahead and he ate a Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman, b'mezid, he's still not amazed of a Vaday Chatas. At most, he's amazed that he put himself into a Suffolk. But Rashi still feels that you're called amazed. And this is already the Tikkun Ezra in our sugya. He taka asked the kasha. He says, I don't understand why you're amazed. He says like this. In b'shas achilo yosofik v'hizid v'acholom yosofik mezid u'potu. Mashmois me'rashi shehaptur hu mibnei shehu mezid. The reason why you're potu is because you're amazed. He says, and the truth is, he says, Hagam shehichnes atzmoi lohokel besveges, ain't amazed. The loichomu min amazed belav v'shogag b'kores. Sha'af sheyoda shepula zu yesh boi iso. Kol sheloyoda choymel kores. As long as you didn't know the full severity of the chet, so you potter. V'kein ho'eva al iso sovei deraisa lahat ma'akati shogig hu, b'yachas li iso kores. V'rak li'inyin o'sham toli yusof. Strange. There's an element of shagig. No, but I'm saying I still would not. Let's say this would have been Vadai Chelev. I wouldn't have eaten it. Right? I would not have eaten it. Right? So I'm not amazed. His point is, I'm not amazed. You're saying a different Svar. We'll get to your Svar. Tosfos says your Svar. Look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says differently. If you look at Tosfos, there's actually two Tosfos in here. Look at the first Tosfos in the Perek. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The first Tosfos. Mayri, b'sher she'ochal, ho'yosovo she'o shuman. First he says, just like Rashi, right? He didn't think he was doing a suffocus. But look what he says. The idea she'o suffoc chelev, hechi maisi korban, harei lo'yshov mi'idiyosai. See, hey Yisrael, he's saying your svar. Tosfos is saying your svar. Tosfos is saying a different svar. Tosfos is saying the reason why you don't bring a chatas over here is because a chatas means a korban is being brought when something was fixed. Some mistake was made, and now you patched it up. Shov mi diyosai. You came back from the mistake you made. You had a specific mistake, and now you came back from that mistake. Okay? So Tosfos is saying, if you knew it was Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman, and you still know it's Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman, there's no new awareness that we can go and be Mechayev you a Karm. That's all Tosfos says. Tosfos shies away from Rashi's approach. Rashi says, you're not roy for a carbon. You're amazed. Mazed is not roy for kapora. Rashi throws out the ptur mazed. Mazed has nothing to do with shav midiyosai. It could very well be that a mazed will also have in many cases an eni shav midiyosai, but it's two different things. For instance, Reish Lakish holds, he's in Balav, right? The Shogag Bekoros is potter from a korb, because you're amazed, right? Now, are you shav midiyosai? Absolutely. Now I know it's korb. I even could say I would have never eaten it. If I would have known that I was I wouldn't have eaten it. Reish Lakish says, doesn't matter. You still don't bring a korb. You're amazed. Amazed is not roi lakom. That means, by a kol mechatas, there are two conditions to be chayav a kol. A, you have to be a shogag. And B, there has to be a shov midiyosai. There has to be a return, something that, an awareness that you have now that you didn't have then. These are two different things. Rashi holds over here the fact that you knew sofik chelev, sofik shuman, and you ate it. You're amazed. You're out of the parish of a kol. Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Tosfos goes out of his way to say that you're called an Eni Shav Midiyosai, which means there's nothing new for you to bring a kol. You're in the same state of mind that you were when you ate it. Nothing changed. And the Torah is Mechayev a kol when something changed. It was an awareness. So two different things. They do overlap. There are many times where they overlap, but they're coming from two different directions. And it's revealing because it actually can explain to us that Rashi and Tosfos may have a whole different shita here in the whole chiyuv of Ashram Tali, potentially. And that could be why they come from different angles, why Rashi holds one thing and Tosfos holds something else. Because this machlokes is consistent. If you go in Rashi, when Rashi talks about Suffolk yesh by kashir, suffolk lo ain by kashir. We spoke about this before. What does it mean, suffolk yesh by kashir, suffolk ain by kashir? So Rashi learns that the case of suffolk yesh by kashir, suffolk ain by, he says, afilu achal kagoyin shesovor shuman hu, v'achakach noida loy shehu achal chelev. Avol suffolk yesh by Kazayas, Sofik aimed by Kazayas. So Rashi is very clear. Rashi holds that you're only chay of Ashem Toli if it's one Sofik. Because when you simply read the Mishnah, it says, Sofik ain't chaylev, Sofik didn't eat chaylev. And even if it is chaylev, you have a suffix if there's a kazayas, suffix ain't by kazayas. So Rashi is learning that it means that at this point, you already know for sure that it's chaylev. You just don't know if you had a shear. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Rashi's metek lashon is clear. Rashi says that that's the only time that you're going to be chayiv. There's actually Minchas Chinuch that I wanted to show the Elam, but I don't know if we'll be able to get to that now. I think we'll just stick to this. Rashi is clear. Now, Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos divrei hamaschil him in the Sefer, on Amud Beis. He says that, number one, you have a suffix, whether you ate at all. Suffik yesh by kashir. Vahinami afilu ocha suffik yesh by kashir. Kamoy ken tzorach wemer demari sheyesh shtei chatichas lefonov. And then he says, still in all, afilu ocha omen isa mesupik. Vashminen da afilu besvek sveike maisi yoshom tolu. So Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos holds that Oshom Toli is brought even if you have two sveikas. That means, number one, you don't know if you ate chelev. And even if you ate chelev, you don't know if it was shuman. That's Tosfos. Rashi goes out of his way to tell us that that's not the case. Rashi says the only time there's going to be an Oshom Toli is if you have for sure chelev, suffik, shir. Or you have not a suffik shir, you have a suffik chelev. But you cannot have where you have suffik chelev and suffik shir. According to Rashi. According to Tosfos, you can. So again, we see that, and as we go on, we'll see that Rashi and Tosfos have two different approaches. It's gonna be consistent in the parak that Rashi and Tosfos have two different mahalchim. Now, the Or Sameach that I brought down in my comments, I don't know if the Olam had a chance to take a look at it, but he deals with a different issue. He deals also with, what about a suffik kapora? Somebody has a suffik kapora. Does he bring an Oshem Tol? Is Oshem Toli possible? Meaning, you brought a chatas, right? You don't know if it was a good chatas. The Kohen shechted it right, he spritzed the blood right before Shki, right? He doesn't know if it was before Shki, after Shki, Ben HaShemashas. You don't know if it was good. Do you bring or not in such a case? Do you bring an Oshem Toli or not? And that's what the Or Sameach deals with here in this whole piece of whether you chayv. Because he brings down the Gemara in Harius that says as follows. Mi shehevi chatosei ben hashmoshes. Right? Sofik, if he has a kapora or not, the halacha is, the Gemara goes through the shiloh whether you bring an Oshem Toli or not. He says, you see, mashma shatoros Oshem Toli noeg, loy rak besofik avera, elaf besofik kapora. Because you don't know if you need a chatas. So you have a suffik chatas. That's his point. His point is that an Oshem Toli comes not only where you have a suffik avera, but also where you have a suffik kapara. I know I did an avera, but now I have a suffik if I had a good korban. It would be possible over there also to bring an Oshem Toli. That's what we see. That's what he wants to say. Now, okay, so let's just get to this. There's so much more on this, but I want to get this phase one finished, then we can go weiter. The thing we have to say is like this. There's really two different ways, and again, just to remind you, last week, we were dealing with the difficulty in both directions. Why, according to the Rambam, is there an Oshem Toli, which was the Rashba's Kasha? And we said the other way, on the Rashba's also Shver, why isn't there a regular Chatas? Suffik the rice says, L'chumra, you're not allowed to eat it now. Vada, you're not allowed to eat it. So you should bring a regular chatas for doing something you weren't allowed to do. Right? So I want to mevaya first one very important nekuda. And that is, why in fact are you bringing an Oshem Toli? There's really two different ways to look at this chiyuv Oshem Toli. When we spoke about the din of Suffik the rice L'chumra, there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rashba of Sofik the Reis is L'chumr. The Rambam of Sofik the Reis is L'chumr only with the Rabbonim. And And the Rashba holds that Safek Daraisa L'chumra is Midaraisa. Now, is that consistent all over? The answer is not. We clearly have cases where the Rambam agrees that there's a din of Safek Daraisa L'chumra. L'moshel, Safek Tume, Bershus Ayochet, Sveik Atome. Right? Sveik Atome. So then we learn out of sight. So the din Tume. Clearly there are cases. Not only that, the Chavos Das in Yerideya says that the Rambam would agree if you have a Safek mitzvah that you have to go to Chumra. Meaning, the Rambam also agrees, let's say a guy is a Safek if he benched. There midaraisa, he has to bench again. That's what the Chavos Das says. Means, even the Rambam who holds that Safek Isser is only Lechumra midrabbanan would agree if you had a Safek mitzvah deraisa, that you have to go Lechumra midaraisa. And the question is, what is the difference between the two? And the answer really, I think, is quite simple. There are two ways to look at the Rambam. One way to look at the Rambam is, the Rambam holds that Safek deraisa lehoko means that the Torah doesn't aser sfekas. Period. So, this is getting back to your source. Yuvadai didn't do anything wrong. The Eibishter, when he gave us the mitzvahs of the Torah, he said that anything which is a suffix is permitted. Just like you're allowed to be over an Isser for Pikuach Nefoshos. That means Hapesh also Hapesh Yitr. The Eibishter who gave us the Isser, he gave us conditions. He said when you have a suffix, you're allowed to do it. Okay. That's the way, that seems to be the sheet of the Rambam.
It sounds very, I could always go ahead, let's say I had a mitzvah in front of me, I could always go ahead and say, you know something, I'm going to pop myself, I'm going to ring something else here and make it a shaykhik.
Oh, we'll get to that. It's a good question. Not shaykhik, sofik.
Sofik.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds gewaldic. Okay. Lemay said, it's not so gewaldic because the Rabbanon stopped us from doing it anyway. But it's very similar to the way the Ran explains the Rambam, why according to the Rambam is a suffix derabbanan l'kula. According to the Rambam holds every derabbanan is a deraisa, loisos. So the question is, why according to the Rambam is any suffix derabbanan l'kula? Every suffix derabbanan is a suffix deraisa. Famous kash on the Rambam. So the Ran answers the Rambam. The Ran says, the Rabbonon, when they established an Issa, they said, when in doubt, permit it. So it's not that we're doing something which may be a shaila. The Rabbonon only asked the Vadai. They didn't ask for the Suffolk. In a similar vein, you could say that according to the Rambam, that's Pshat, Suffolk the Rice is Lahoko. The Torah said it's okay. That's one. The other way to learn is different. Of course, Suffolk is a Suffolk is. Klapish Maya Galia. This may be an Chatich of Ism. It's not that the Torah said it's not Ism. But the Torah said that in order for you to be prohibited from doing something, there has to be what we call a Leidas HaSuffolk. There has to be a conclusion. Even a Suffolk has to be a conclusion. Has to be that something occurred to establish, we'll call it an established suffix. Has to be this. Otherwise, you're not mechuyev to think about it. It's not that it's for sure or not for sure. You're not mechuyev to think about it. And that's why, for instance, getting to your case, of course you're not allowed to take an isser. According to the Rambam, midaraisa, could you take an isser and not mix it b'roiv? There's a din aim of atlan isser l'chatchil. I'm not talking about that. Could you take a piece of chalav and mix it into shuman, midaraisa? I would say decisively not. Because the Torah didn't say that there's no isser on a suffix. The Torah said, you are not mechuyev to assume that there's a suffix until it's been established as such. It's similar to the court system. Innocent till proven guilty. Doesn't mean you're innocent. It means the Torah says, otherwise you can walk around all day and make yourself crazy. So the Torah wanted to, the Torah said, you know what? Don't worry. If it's established sofik, then you have to go. Now, if that's the case, very similar to Efshel Avara, that we find that even if there's a roiv, you have to be mevar. It means the Torah only gave roiv if you can't find out. Right? Same. So now you could say, if that's the case, first of all, that's the Chavos Das. What is the Chavos Das's idea? If you look at it the way I just said, what the Chavos Das is saying is so logical. Sofik Isser, you could say, you know what? I'm not mechuyev to think about it. Meaning, there's a piece of meat here. Okay, I don't see that it's chelov. There's just as much chance it's shuman. I'm not mechuyev now to assume the bad. I can assume positive. I'm not mechuyev. The Torah didn't obligate me to assume Isser. That's all. Even without roiv. Not mechuyev to assume Isser. But that's all good by Isser. But if the Torah gave me an obligation to do something, it's like I'm mitzvah mechavel v'raya. Do it. Say, well, I don't know if I did it. Well, Hashem told you, do it. You can't say, well, I don't have to know if I did it. I'm mitzvah mechavel v'raya. That's what the Chavos Das is saying. Chavos Das is saying, Hashem told you, bench. Well, I don't know if I benched. Well, then bench. He said, well, I'm not mechuyev to find out if I benched. What do you mean I'm mechuyev? The Eibishter told you to bench. The onus was on you. It wasn't on the abstract that you could say, I don't know if this is chelov or shuman. I don't have to find out what it is. I could assume it's a... There's no... You could assume. You had an obligation to fulfill. And that's the reason why Sofik mitzvah is l'chumra midaraisa, according to the Chavos Das, and Sofik iser is not. Now, if that's the case, you could say very simple. You could say that that is the difference between Efshel Avara and Efshel Avara. And you could say that Efshel Avara and Ikva Issa, according to the Rambam, are very much related. We were learning the Gemara, Zichar the way Rashi, three different Svaras completely. One is a Pasuk, one is Efshel Avara, one is Ikva Issa. You could say that Ikva Issa and Efshel Avara are very much related. There will be a chilek, but they're very much related. Meaning, Ikva Isser is in a case where there are two pieces in front of you, so by definition, there's a way of knowing which one is chelev, which is shuman. You don't know. You, Taka, don't know which is chelev, which is shuman. But there was here a leidas asafik. Now, you can't say, well, I can assume innocence, because you have a guilty party here that could be identified. You can only remove your obligation from identifying it so long that it's something that's a sofik. Now you could say, well, I can assume the positive, but assumptions can only be made when there's nothing decisive here. But if something decisive here in front of me right now, what right do I have to say, well, I could make assumptions? Assumptions are only permitted when there's nothing decisive. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rashba was only asking, if you learn according to the Rambam, that the Torah permitted Svekis, which would mean technically your case as well, you could take, technically, I'm not saying it's a nice thing to do, you could take an Isser and put it, mix it up with a Heter and then eat one of them. Say, well, it's okay. I don't know which one is which. It's permitted, right? Assuming that, then the Rashba has a Gevaldik Akash. He says, what's the difference between Ikva Isser, Lo Ikva Isser, Efshel Avar Isser, Efshel, it doesn't make a difference. It's a Sufik. But if you learn that according to the Rambam, a Sufik Isser is not decisively Lahakal, it's just that you can make such an assumption. You're not Mechuyev. You're not Mechuyev to verify. When are you not mechuyev to verify if there's nothing decisive here? But if there's something decisive here, and that's the difference between the two stores, and you got a delivery from somewhere, and you don't know which one, as I told you from the beginning, and when you have two pieces of meat, by you. So what's the difference? Where it is? It's in my kitchen. What's the chiluk? Where the suffix is noiled? The teretz is, because wherever, if the suffix is noiled in a location where it's not even really a suffix. It's not a suffix. You don't know. It's like you're closing your eyes. Or you're mixing it. Verify. You can't say I'm in an impasse. You're not in an impasse. There's something decisive here. So then you can. The Torah doesn't permit you just to go enter into a world of Suffolk where you have something decisive. And that's why you're bringing in Oshem Toli. You're bringing in Oshem Toli for the fact that you didn't verify. Now I'll tell you, according to this, there's another very difficult Rambam that's answered. The Rambam is brought down in Lechem Mishneh. And obviously Suffolk Shir is answered immediately. Because Suffolk Shir is so verified. Suffolk Shir, by definition, is something that can be verified. You don't know, you ate it, you didn't, what do you mean you didn't? What's your kasha? You're allowed to eat it? You're not allowed to eat it. You have a chiv to verify that. You're not at an impasse. Now, the Rambam brings down that if Eid Echot says Chelev, and Eid Echot says Shumon, and you ate it, you chayev in Oshem Toli. So the Lechem Mishneh says, what's going on? He says, well, maybe this is also called Ikfa Eser. So everybody asks, what do you mean Ikfa Eser? The Ravid is bothered on the Rambam. What's Ikfa Eser? There's no Vada Eser. One Eid says yeah, one Eid says not. But the way I'm learning, it's very simple. Once there's a Leidus HaSafek, now you can't say, well, I can make assumptions. There's Eidus. That's already called a Leidus HaSafek. Once there's a Leidus HaSafek, now you have no right to say, well, I make assumptions. Assumptions can only be made before there's a Sfeika Deraisa here. Once there's two Eidus being made, then that removes the right to proceed without being Mavaya. But that's the Chiluk. Oshem Toli kicks in where you should have been Mavaya. And that's why the Rambam holds, if it's something that you couldn't have been Mavaya, then Mideraisa it's Lahakum. If it's something you couldn't have been Mavaya, and there was no Leidus HaSafek, you have a right to assume it's okay. The Torah didn't obligate you to assume negative. Whatever you're going to do, you're making an assumption. If you don't have no idea and you're by an impasse, either you're going to assume negative or you're going to assume positive. The Torah said you can assume positive. The Torah said you can assume positive. Now, if you learn like that, you learn the Shitas HaRambam, so Oshem Toli is very simple. How it works according to the Rambam. Now we focus on the Rashba. So what about the Rashba? You look like you have something bothering you. No, that fits in beautifully. I'm going to get to Yev Shalvar Isser, but that fits in beautifully. Because Ikva Isser means, when we say, when the Gemara says that if you had two pieces of meat and one of them got eaten, right, so now it's still called Ikva Isser. When did that piece get eaten? After you already had the Suffolk. Not before. Otherwise it's one piece of meat in front of you. If you walk into a room, there's one piece of meat on the table here. Why is there one piece? Because Grada Agoy ate an hour ago. That's not called the Ikve Yisr. The Ikve Yisr of our Gemara is Yavshtei Chatiches Lefonov. At that moment, it was chal on each piece an obligation to verify. That, and you didn't. So now you had a chiyuv at that point that you can't eat either piece. Now the Goy ate one of them. In other words, the Gemara doesn't mean that you walked in after the guy ate the piece of meat and you were never involved with that. No, you were involved. Now the guy ate a piece. If you hold that you still have to be able to bring a chatas, which we didn't get to yet, pshat in that, then you don't bring an Oshem Toli. Okay, now, Rashi, now we go to Rashi. I believe now that we're learning that the Oshem Toli is coming because you should have been Mavar of the Suffolk. Right, zikha according to the Rambam. So now we have two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, and since you weren't Mavara the Suffolk, you have to bring an Oshem Toli, right? So is the Oshem Toli coming because there's this new obligation to be Mavara the Suffolk and you didn't do that? That's one way to look at it. Or the Oshem Toli is coming because you have a Suffolk Chatas. Meaning, You have a Safek Chatas writing here, so you're bringing in Ashram Tali. It's not because this chet alone of entering the Safek obligates you to bring a carbon. It's that you the carbon you're bringing really is an offshoot of the Chatas Vadai. Because that's still open for debate. What is the Ashram Tali doing? Is the Ashram Tali being mechaper for the fact that you put yourself into a Safek and did the Safek Avera? Or is the Ashram Tali being mechaper for you on the fact that you maybe did an Avera? So it's really coming to be mechaper on Chelev. It's not coming to be mechaper on Safek Chelev. It's coming to be mechaper on Chelev. It's really two different ways you can look at it. You can look at it as, since I'm not allowed to enter the Sofik, so now that I did, I need a kapara regardless. Even technically, even if we knew you didn't need chalev, you would need a kapara, technically. The fact that you put yourself into a Sofik. On the other way to look at it is, no, we don't know if you need. You aren't allowed to do this. But for not knowing whether you're allowed to do it or not, we wouldn't be mechayev you a kom. We're mechayev you now a korban because you may have eaten chalev. And you weren't allowed to do what you did. If you would have been allowed to do what you did, then we wouldn't mechayev you a korban for maybe have eaten chalev. But since what you did, you weren't allowed to do. And you may have eaten chalev. So now you have to bring a korban on the tzad that you ate chalev. So the korban is really coming for chalev.
But you're going to have to bring a chatas anyway to figure it out.
Yeah. No. The Ashram Tali doesn't have the ability to be mechaper for something because once you have another yediyah, so now that yediyah is mechayev achatas. The yediyah sofek is mechayev an Ashram Tali, and the yediyah vadai is mechayev achatas. Which, by the way, answers why the Keren Oris kasha. Why don't you always bring a chatas by Ashram Tali? Just bring a chatas. Teretz is, I don't have a yediyah yet. It's true. I did an iser. I did a Sofik iser. And I'm bringing a temporary kolm till I find out. When I find out, then I have a new chiyuv because hoydeil of chatosu, which I didn't have now. Now I only had a hoydeil of that I did a Sofik. Later I have a hoydeil of that I did a vadai. So I have to bring one for the vadai. That's the reason why I have to bring a separate one b'shas when I find out the vadai. Now, there's a very big difference if you learn these two ways. If you learn that you're bringing a korban for putting yourself into a Sofek, that's the reason why you're bringing a korban. Because you did a Sofek, there's a new parasha. Because you did a Sofek, that's why you're bringing a korban. That means you're not bringing really a Sofek korban. You're bringing a Vadai korban for doing this Avera called Sofek Daraisa L'chumra. You're not bringing a Sofek korban. You're bringing a Vadai korban. Right? Now, if you learn that way, that it's a Vadai korban, then if you have an additional Sofek, it's like any Sfek Sfek, Kolatera Kula. Sofek Sfek Sfek is Lukula. You would not bring an Ashram Tali. If you have now a Sfek Sfek, you won't bring an Ashram Tali. And that's why Rashi says that you don't bring an Ashram Tali if you don't know if it was Chelev or Shuman, and you don't know if it was a shear or not. It's a Sfek Sfeker. No carbon. Tosfos learns that the chi of carbon that you're bringing, the Torah is not mechayev you for this, the fact that you put yourself into a Sfek. The carbon you're bringing is for the possibility for a Sfek that it was a Chatas. Now, if that's the case, there's no difference between a Sfek and a Sfek Sfek. Because we have a rule. Anytime the Torah gives you a chiv to be choshesh for a Sofek, there's no difference between a Sofek and a Sfek Sfek. Sofek tuma b'shus ram Sfek e tome. The halach is Sfek Sfek is also tome. Every time, a rule, anytime the Torah says that you have to do something, you have to be choshesh for a Sofek, then it doesn't matter how many sfeikas you have to be choshesh. Sofik, like I said, sofik tumi b'shus ha'yachid. Kol sfeikas shat ha'yachol ha'albeis is l'chumra. There's no end to that. Anytime something is me'ikar hadin, then if you have sfek sfeker, halachas l'kula. Tosfos who holds that the whole Asham Toli really is a suffek chatas. That's really what it is. A Asham Toli is not a chiv on its own for the suffek iser. It's a chiv, it's a suffek chatas. So now you tell me, well, I have a sfek sfeker chatas. Fine, what's the difference? Suffek chatas, sfek sfeker chatas, sfek sfeker chatas. Asham Toli by definition is a suffek kol. It's a suffek chatas. The Torah was mechayev you to bring a korban as in the place of a suffek chatas. So now you say, well, I have two doubts now. Fine. Kol sfeker shata yochol lahalbois. You bring your korban. According to Rashi, you're bringing the korban for the actual suffek the reis l'chumra. I have a vaday korban now for this chet of having this. Mamela Rashi says, if you have now a sfek sfeker, potter. And that's the reason why, according to Rashi, if you are amazed on eating suffek chelev, suffek shuman, there's no Hashem Tali, because you're amazed. Because the carbon that you're bringing now is for the chet of doing a suffek. And if you were amazed, so on that there's no Hashem Tali. But according to Tosfos, according to Tosfos, you're bringing the carbon as a suffek chatas, right? You weren't amazed on the chiv chatas. You were amazed that you weren't allowed to do this suffek. You knew it was suffek chelev, suffek shuman. You knew you're not allowed to put yourself into that suffek. Yes. Did you know that there was a chiv karas here? No. So according to Tosfos, you're not amazing. That's why Tosfos has to come on to that you're not shove me diosa. The same suffolk you had before, you still have. So we can't tell you to bring an Asham Toli. But if you didn't, we would tell you to bring an Asham Toli. Rashi, on the other hand, holds the Asham Toli is coming decisively for doing what we call a suffolk daraisa l'chumra. So now, if you are amazed on that, so you're a regular amazed. Just like a guy who does an Issa Koras b'amazed is not doesn't bring a korban. A guy who does a suffolk Issa b'amazed doesn't bring a korban. It's not as simple. It's Ashra Yeshua Vesech. It's not even a Shaila. If anything, Rashi is more, is Pashat B'tachas HaPashas. If you learn that the korban is coming for putting yourself into a suffolk Issa, and that's the carbon. There's a new carbon called Asham Toli that is decisively given for somebody doing a suffik, the Reis al-Khumra. And now you are amazed on that. There's no carbon for you. You're like any amazed. Just like a guy who does a Vaday Chet b'amazed doesn't bring a carbon. A guy who does a suffik Chet b'amazed doesn't bring a carbon. Rashi's saying simple. Tosfos is coming and saying no. I hold that the carbon is not coming because of the suffek deraisa l'chumra. Yeah, if there wouldn't be enough suffek deraisa l'chumra, you'd have no liability because you did something that you were allowed to do. Because there's suffek deraisa l'chumra, you're liable. But the carbon is coming as a suffek chatas. And memela, as a suffek chatas, you're not amazed. Even if you knew it was suffek chelev, suffek shuman, but you didn't know it was chelev. You didn't know there was a chiyuv kares. You're still considered a shekik, according to Tosfos. But what? There's a different issue. You're not shav midiyos. You're not coming back from midiyos. So I believe that there's a significant machlokes rishonim here. How to learn this chiyuv of Asham Toli. And then as we go on, we'll see that they go l'shitasayim. But again, svek sveka is never found l'kula, only where the din that we're dealing with is decisive. Any din that's decisive, then there's a din of sfek sfeka l'kula. Any din which the Torah unveils as a suffik, on that there's no din of sfek sfeka l'kula. So according to Rashi, that there's a decisive chet, suffik deraisa l'chumra, and that's mechayev and Asham Toli, sfek sfeka is l'kula. According to Tosfos, that there's not a decisive chet. The carbon is coming because of the chatas. And it's only al sufik. And the mele calls man that there's a sufik here. It doesn't matter if it's one sufik or two sufikas or three sufikas. Three Sfeikas is also not a Vada. It's a Sofik. That's all it is. And therefore, if the Chi of Torah is based on Sofik, so the pattern is a Chi. Okay, we'll stop here. What? Eshul Varisri Rashi says because you'll be Chayev Achatas. Yeah. What's the problem? It's not what? No. But Rashi is paskening Chatech Mishtei Chatech Salzik V'Yisura. He's explaining the Mandoma Efshel Avar Yisura. Tosfos is learning like this, even if you hold it for Yisura, it's still working with the lumdus of a Safik Chatech.